ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The first presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump now just hours away. The stakes for both candidates are high as polls show a tightening race. ABC's Mary Bruce is in Philadelphia.
Both teams well aware that tonight is likely to be the largest audience of this campaign. And the candidates go into this very much with the same goal, to reach out and sway those key independent voters. But they're preparing to do it in very different ways. Harris's goal tonight is to define her plans and then pivot and put the spotlight on Trump and his policies, while Trump is hoping that he can hit Harris on her record. Trump's team is also hoping he can stay on message, while Harris is hoping she can needle him and throw him off course.
An investigation underway at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International after a jet clipped the tail of a regional plane today on a taxiway. Delta says no one was injured. And Tropical Storm Francine barreling toward Louisiana's coast and expected to become a hurricane before it makes landfall tomorrow. This is ABC News. The manhunt continues in Kentucky for Joseph Couch, the man suspected of opening fire on cars on a highway near Lexington on Saturday. Five people were hurt. The death toll in Vietnam from a typhoon and heavy rain that triggered floods and landslides has now climbed to 87. 70 people are missing, hundreds others injured. The typhoon was the strongest storm to hit Vietnam in decades. President Biden is weighing in on the death of legendary actor James Earl Jones.
President Biden expressed his condolences on the passing of James Earl Jones, saying the actor served this country, influenced generations, and became one of the greatest actors of our time. The president said he admired him for something they had in common, overcoming a childhood stutter to, quote, find our voice for something bigger than ourselves. He went on to say of Jones, quote, his legendary voice boomed wherever it was heard, an instrument and imprint that reverberated in the hearts of audiences worldwide.
ABC's Karen Travers, Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for scattered showers during the overnight tonight, and then we will have a low of 57, abundant sun and warmth tomorrow with a high of 85, and clear and calm tomorrow night with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 3 miles per hour. It's cloudy, and our current temperature is 71 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The missing swimmer from Richland Center has been identified. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says the body of Luis Miguel Lopez Jimenez, 24, of Richland Center, was found Monday morning washed up on a sandbar in the Wisconsin River, approximately 2 miles downriver from where he was reported missing on September 1st while swimming with friends. Again, the missing swimmer has been identified as Luis Miguel Lopez Jimenez, 24, of Richland Center. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay reports.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two.
After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. This is Lisa Hale.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every media market in every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania.
People still making up their minds about their choice for president have plenty of opportunities to size up the candidates. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap encourages voters to do their homework.
And particularly in swing states where we are seeing so many visits by different people, politicians, groups, even celebrities in some cases, if time allows it, do some of your own research to check the facts, to go to news sources, reputable news sources. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that try to provide good, nonpartisan, unbiased information.
Debate coverage begins on many civic media stations and online tonight at 7:30. Liberal justices who control the Wisconsin Supreme Court voiced concerns today about the motives of a conservative activist who is seeking guardianship records in an effort to find ineligible voters. The lawsuit is the latest attempt by those who question the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of elections in the presidential swing state. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky said during oral arguments that she was concerned that those who brought the lawsuit were trying, quote, to introduce the fear that there is some sort of illegitimacy going on in the election in the state of Wisconsin. The liberal-controlled court will issue a ruling in the coming months. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in a case brought by Republicans who want to stop the use of mobile voting sites in the battleground state. Republicans argue state law prohibits mobile voting sites. Racine officials used a van once in a 2022 primary for people to cast early absentee ballots. Racine, the Democratic National Committee, and others say nothing in state law prohibited using the van. The court will hear arguments today. Whatever it decides won't affect the November election, as a ruling isn't expected until later, and no towns or cities asked to use alternative voting locations for this election before the deadline to do so passed. The ruling could affect future elections, however. Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde visited Menards headquarters in Eau Claire on Monday. Hovde spoke with employees at the facility about the rising cost of goods, lack of affordable housing, and struggles with health care access. Hovde said he believes the health care industry needs more competition, price transparency, and coverage for pre-existing conditions. He also took questions from employees on topics ranging from government spending to the southern border. Hovde is running against incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin. Making mental health treatment more accessible and affordable. At a roundtable discussion in Milwaukee Monday, members of the Biden administration introduced finalized federal rules requiring private health insurers to cover mental health and substance abuse services, similarly to physical health services. National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin Executive Director Mary Kay Battaglia tells Fox 6 Milwaukee this would improve access.
Every day we hear from somebody that either can't find the care they need, that their insurance doesn't cover it.
The new rules won't go into effect right away, and insurers could sue to stop them. Critics say they'll lead to higher insurance premiums. On Oneida Nation in Wisconsin, white corn harvests are an important cultural practice. Corn is taken to elders, the husks are dried and braided, and seeds are saved for the following season. But this year on one Oneida farm, climate change-fueled spring rains destroyed nearly the whole white corn harvest, and they won't be able to do their usual ceremonies this fall. They'll be able to salvage some of the green corn, white corn, at an earlier stage of maturity, but it will be a small piece of what they normally produce. Oneida farmers want to adapt and are using regenerative practices like growing cover crops to prepare the soil for future unpredictability. Be wary of calls that seem to come from the Sheriff's Department demanding Bitcoin payments for active warrants. Wisconsin is right in the middle of the pack when it comes to people losing money in cryptocurrency scams. A new report by the FBI ranks Wisconsin as 25th. Wisconsinites have lost over $35 million to cryptocurrency scams in over 700 complaints of fraud. The scams mostly impact people in their 60s or older, but can happen to anyone. In 2023, in the U.S., victims lost $5.6 billion in scams. The University of Wisconsin-Madison College of Engineering is a partner in a new project led by Dairyland Power Cooperative that will create well-paying jobs, significantly reduce emissions, and lower energy costs for rural Wisconsin communities. Dairyland Power Cooperative, based in La Crosse, was selected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to receive grant and loan funding of nearly $579 million through the Empowering Rural America program. The new ERA program helps rural Americans transition to clean, affordable, and reliable energy. The award is part of a $7.3 billion investment in clean and reliable electricity for rural areas across the country that President Joe Biden and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced September 5th during a visit to Westby. Dairyland will use the funding to procure 1,020 megawatts of renewable energy through four solar installations and four wind power installations across rural portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. Dairyland member cooperatives will benefit from reduced rate pressure due to the new ERA funding, and the cooperative plans to leverage this funding for a total project investment of $2.1 billion. This award will reduce pollution by an estimated 3.3 million metric tons of carbon annually, or 90 million tons over the lifespan of the projects. That reduction is the equivalent of taking 729,000 gasoline-powered cars off the road every year. The Clean Energy Community Initiative also will support Dairyland in developing a farmer benefit plan and union engagement plan. Members of the initiative will facilitate community workshops, which are inclusive events designed to be two-way engagements with communities to identify the values, needs, and priorities of stakeholders. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is hosting a public involvement meeting for the Wisconsin 130-133 Bridge Replacement Project today from now until 6 at the Lone Rock Community Building. This event gives you an opportunity to learn more about the upcoming Wisconsin 130 closure, preparations to open the new bridges to traffic, and demolition of the old bridges. The meeting will have an open house format. You are welcome to attend at your convenience. If you have any questions, contact Greg Brucka, Wisconsin DOT Project Manager, by phone at 608-245-2671 or by email at gregory.brecka, that's B-R-E-C-K-A, at dot.wi.gov. The 167th Vernon County Fair will be held Wednesday through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. Wednesday is Exhibit Day. Also on Wednesday, there will be a 9/11 tribute at 7 and a Murrow Rose Remembrance Walk honoring lives lost to addiction at 7:30. Thursday will feature an antique farm tractor pull at 6, followed by a farm modified truck and tractor pull. The Little Britches Dairy Show will be held Friday at 12:30, and in the grandstand at 7, the Badger State Tractor Truck Pull will be featured. Horse pulling will be Saturday morning at 9:30, followed by a youth tractor pedal pull at 11, and a demolition derby will be held in the grandstand Saturday night at 7. Sunday will wrap up with harness racing at 1 and a pie auction at 3. There will be judging each day along with entertainment on the Bob Frederick Free Stage. There will also be rides provided by Mr. Ed's Magical Midway. Daily admission, excluding grandstand events, is $10 for adults and $5 for seniors 65 and older and children 6 to 15. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Friday is also Children Youth Day, where children 12 and under are admitted for free. Season passes, excluding grandstand events, are available at a cost of $20 for individuals 16 and older and $10 for ages 6 to 15. There is also an all-inclusive season pass available, which includes grandstand events for $30. You can find a full list of events on VernonCountyFair.com for the Vernon County Fair being held Wednesday through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order stating that the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin are to be flown at half staff tomorrow out of respect for the nearly 3,000 individuals who lost their lives in the attack September 11, 2001. Additionally, as a state day of service and remembrance to encourage all Wisconsinites to commit acts of service and give back to local neighbors and communities to honor the lives lost 23 years ago. Governor Evers and members of the Evers administration will be participating in service events tomorrow as part of the State Day of Service and Remembrance. A list of potential volunteer opportunities, including virtual options, can be found on the Volunteer Wisconsin website. Wisconsinites can also participate in other ways, including by engaging with their neighborhoods and communities, performing acts of kindness, or taking the time to reflect on the significance of the day.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th, from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of rural Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of rural Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tempest and Daniel Robledo had a daughter, April Rainbow.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Another pleasantly partly cloudy, surprisingly summery day today as high temperatures scraped about 80 degrees. With a few spotty showers earlier, we do have chances returning once again, especially after 8 o'clock and throughout the overnight hours. So it's really not dampening any of our plans, and we're not looking at anything strong to severe, just some scattered, light, spotty showers. So as those sprinkle in on us overnight, lows will drop to the upper 50s as winds calm. But those winds crank up and become feisty tomorrow out of the southwest and shove our highs to the mid-80s. It'll be nice out there. We'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine and soaking up the warmth. Because it's unseasonable. And it doesn't stop there. In fact, on Thursday, it's going to be hot and sunny, with high temperatures rising to the upper 80s and flirting with 90 degrees in September. That, however, Thursday is our boiling point. We do start to drop after that. For Friday, highs are going to be in the low 80s and clouds start to sneak on in. This as Hurricane Francine actually makes its way to the Midwest. It'll be pulling in moisture, cloud cover, chances for scattered showers, and even thunderstorms too. But it looks like we're going to hold off on that until the weekend. So Saturday and Sunday is a little bit up in the air there, with a mix of sun, clouds, showers, and storms all predicted. High temperatures, however, will hit about 80 degrees both Saturday and Sunday, and they'll continue to stay in the low 80s for Monday as well. So do those shower chances as that system stays near us. And the good news is that the heaviest precipitation from that potential system stays well far south from us. Rainfall amounts look light. So I suggest soaking up the sunshine and the nice abnormally warm temperatures while they're here, because it's going to be a little bit of a darker and gloomier weekend ahead. But until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 70 degrees after a daytime high of 79 and a morning low of 45. Yesterday's high was 80 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1931 is 93 degrees. Record low was 30 back in 1955. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:21 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:36. Winds are out of the south at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.87. Our relative humidity is at 61%, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at area high school events tonight.
The Richland Center soccer team is at Lodi tonight. Sugar River plays at River Valley, Platteville Lancaster at Monroe, among the area matches. And in high school volleyball, there's a quad at DeSoto involving Ithaca, DeSoto, and Weston, and Seneca. Also, it will be action at Kickapoo Lafarge tonight, featuring Lafarge Youth Initiative, North Crawford, Wazika Steuben, and the host Panthers. And it's the opening night of the SWAL. Mineral Point plays at Southwestern in volleyball, Darlington at Iowa Grant, Cuba City at Fenimore, and Riverdale is at Boscobel. We'll have that match later on tonight on the radio. Coach Jesse Kinney, head coach of Riverdale, talked about her team not really having a leader, a lot of players that are capable, she says.
They are pretty deep all across the board, so they've done a really superb job at, like, understanding that your night is not every night, and thank goodness we have people in every position that can come in and take care of jobs when somebody might be off. So I've got a solid group of four seniors that lead the way, two senior setters, But then, I mean, we've got returning Zuri and Kira set last year, and then I've got Kennedy coming back at libero, and then we switched up some positioning. So now Macy's not a middle, she's an outside. But it's nice that we have height. We never used to have that consistently. So we've got all these kids and these couple sophomores that are pulled up that are sitting at 5'10", that are just, they're all sponges right now. So we're pretty deep, and I think it'd be hard to nail down that we really ride on one person's back right now. It's kind of a really nice balanced attack across the whole board for our team. So I'm hoping we can keep it that way so it's tough to defend.
Riverdale at Boscobel can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. JV action begins shortly, and varsity will follow on the radio. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwarz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Milwaukee Brewers will try to bounce back from a series loss against lowly Colorado when they play in San Francisco starting tonight. Aaron Chavalles gets the start for the first game. The Giants had some talented players like third baseman Matt Chapman, who just signed a contract extension. Despite Chapman's performance this season, the San Francisco Bats are ranked just 18th, and the pitching staff has an ERA of 4.20, a little better than average for Major League Baseball. And you can hear the first game of that three-game series tonight on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 8:45, with the pregame starting at around 8:10. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur says the team doesn't plan to put Jordan Love on the injured reserve. That's an indication that the quarterback could return relatively soon. Love injured his left medial collateral ligament in the final minutes of the Packers' season-opening 34-29 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday in Brazil. Love would have needed to miss at least four games if he went on the injured reserve. LaFleur says Malik Willis will start Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts if Jordan's not cleared. The MCL injury is expected to sideline Love for multiple games. Last season's opening 34, or last week's, or the 34-29 loss to the Eagles wasn't a good night for the defense, but one rookie stood out. Pro Football Focus reports Edgerrin Cooper made his mark on the game while playing only 11 snaps. Cooper had four tackles and one pass defense during the short time on the field. He was limited to because he was still recovering from a groin injury. That gave him the top defensive grade on the team, PFF did, and its analyst says Cooper can expect to be a starter soon and should apply consistent pressure from the edge. Two lackluster performances in wins over Western Michigan and South Dakota are the main reasons the undefeated Badgers are two touchdown underdogs against Alabama. The Crimson Tide is ranked number 4 in this week's college football poll, and Wisconsin isn't in the top 25. UW's air raid offense was expected to put on up bundles of points behind Miami transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke. Instead, he's thrown just one touchdown pass and scored one himself on the ground. By comparison, Alabama's Jalen Milroe has 9 scoring passes in his first two games. There is one big factor. The Badgers will have a loud, supportive Camp Randall Stadium crowd urging them on. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance and Lakes Gas Company. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Good news! The Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open for business again this week. Yes, on Thursday and Friday of this week, OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, brats, and other sandwiches and tasty treats from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This will be the next to the last month of this year's Animal House season. So be sure to indulge in your favorite sandwich from the food stand at least one more time before it closes for the winter. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer at the four-way stop next to the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn were lower Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit-taking, technical selling, and spillover from the broader market. The U.S. crop remains in very good shape overall, even with recent hot, dry weather in some areas. Export demand solid, despite signs China's economy is slowing. November beans were down 20 and 3 quarters at 9.97 and a quarter. January was down 20 and a quarter at 10.15 and a quarter. October bean meal was $7.40 lower at $3.33.10. October soybean oil was down 78 points at $40.29. Corn was lower on the same factors as beans. 5% of the U.S. crops harvested, with a chance for delays in some southern growing areas as Francine makes landfall. USDA is expected to trim yields in Thursday's production report. December corn was 3 lower at 4.04 and a quarter, and March was down 2 and 3 quarters at 4.23 and a quarter. And wheat was up on fund and technical buying. Winter wheat planting's close to average, but parts of the southern plains definitely need some rainfall. Improved export demand could lead to tighter U.S. ending stocks on Thursday. December Chicago was 5.75 higher at 5.74 and a quarter. December Kansas City was up 8.25 at 5.84. December Minneapolis wheat was 3.25 higher at 6.10 a bushel. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were mostly higher, watching corn and the direct markets. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in a moment. October live was down 60 at 176.32. December was 37 lower at 176.42. October feeders were up 67 at 235.40. November feeders were 45 higher at 232.27. And on spread trade in the week midday pork, October hogs were down 25 at 78.55. December lean was up 5 at 71.15. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. That's pretty typical. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $182 live, but still weren't established in the north. Look for significant trade volume to take place sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed lower on modest demand for solid offerings. Choice down 29 cents at $308.23. Select closed $1.48 lower at $297.01. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Down 1,000 on the week and about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed modestly lower. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 15 cents with a weighted average of 78.34. The Iowa Minnesota closed 9 cents lower with a weighted average of 78.53. The Western Corn Belt down a penny with a weighted average of 78.53. Pork values were lower, down 92 cents at 94.80. And estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, even on the week and up about 2,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An ag economist is examining the correlation in seed prices and corn population. Michael Langemeyer is with Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture.
Plant populations also have had an impact on increasing seed costs over time, because obviously when you see those steady increases in plant populations, that's going to cost you more money per acre.
More news is next.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
And dry conditions are expected to slow soybean planting in central Brazil. Michael Cordonier with Soybean and Corn Advisor says while that type of weather is common this time of year, it's been more extreme.
You know, when the farmers there want to get at least 2, 3, 4 inches of rain to make sure you got enough for germination and stand establishment. So it's going to be slow in central Brazil.
A leader with the Renewable Fuels Association says he has an optimistic outlook for flex fuel vehicles. Robert White says California has helped lead the charge.
There's been a huge boom in E85 expansion in the state. They are probably selling 130 million gallons of E85.
And House Ag Committee member Nikki Budzinski of Illinois says a farm bill extension will likely be tied to the federal budget process.
I think the expectation is that a farm bill extension could likely be wrapped up into a CR, a continuing resolution that keeps our government funded.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dairy farmers around the country can comment now on USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing order system, a series of orders that sets guidelines including how milk is paid for based on its use. USDA's recommendations are not popular with farmers in the upper Midwest. We'll hear more from Tyler Wensloff at Wisconsin Farm Bureau next.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Wensloff with Wisconsin Farm Bureau says USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders would hurt dairy farmers, especially in federal order number 30, which covers most of Minnesota and Wisconsin, because of the amount of money farmers would have deducted from milk checks for processing costs.
The higher that make allowance goes, the direct impact it has on milk checks that come into the farmers. And right now we have a proposal that is not what we're looking for in terms of make allowance. We've seen quite a bit of investment in processing capacity. And so that shows us that right now the make allowance is probably at a pretty good point. And raising that further is going to have a direct detriment to Wisconsin farmers. So we have a two-part problem that happened here. When the farm bill didn't get reactivated, part of the farm bill had mandatory cost surveys within the processors. And the idea was to get that done before we had the hearings in Carmel, Indiana. And so we'd have a fresh set of data from all the processors to make an educated number part of the make allowance in this federal update. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So what we're looking at is a set of data that came from a study that was done by select processors, and only the most efficient processors took part.
Is Farm Bureau advocating for keeping the federal milk marketing order even with these changes that are not very favorable to some farmers?
That's the problem that we have here. This is a take it or leave it situation. It's one opportunity to talk about the comments period and make those comments to USDA on recommended changes. And they come back with a final decision, and that's it. It is a up or down vote that dairy farmers must make in December. It is either keep the federal order, what the proposal that we have from USDA, or the federal order goes away and we're left without any kind of order. We're not expecting huge changes from USDA recommendations when they come down in December, but it's an opportunity to make changes. And then when we get that final recommendation, we'd hope that Wisconsin farmers vote to keep the order. We've seen other states go away from our order, and we believe that under the current conditions, keeping a federal order would be the best opportunity for Wisconsin farmers to keep going.
Wenzloff says not having a federal order could be even more detrimental for dairy farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Well, I like my men like I like my whiskey. Shot at him and I'm feeling frisky. Heaven for the night, but hell in the morning when he leaves me. I like my men like I like my whiskey. Same place, same time, same pickup lines. Just another day in the life of a woman working hard from 9 to 5. Same drink, same bar, they know by now. A few straight shots and I get down. Doesn't take long for a bad boy to pick me.
That was Jesse G featuring Gretchen Wilson with Like My Whiskey on Country and Community. And good evening, I'm Tim Seed. I'll be here until around 6:45. Well, I'll be here beyond that, but I'll be bringing you music information up until the 6:45 hour. And that's when we will be bringing you high school volleyball. It's Riverdale taking on Boscobel. Riverdale at Boscobel. I knew what it was, but my mind went a little blank. It usually happens the day before I have a day off and stuff. After working a full 6 days, then getting to the day off, the mind gets a little bit. But anyways, yeah, so it's Riverdale at Boscobel. Hope your Tuesday's going well. We did have a little bit of rain today, kind of a brief shower, but otherwise it's just cloudy right now, and our current temperature is 70 degrees at 5:48. And just wanted to pass along some information from the WRCL Lost and Found Department. First of all, lost a female black labradoodle wearing a Colorado collar and a male yellow lab wearing a blue collar. These dogs were lost on County Highway NN near Ithaca. If you find these dogs, please give a call to the owners at 608-475-1437. Also found a pair of women's prescription glasses with the case. They were found in the Bloom City Cemetery. If these are your glasses, give a call to 608-698-1720. And going on tonight, the Friends of Blue River is hosting their Farmer's Market, and that's usually held on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month in the Blue River Park near the gazebo. Farmer's Market will run through Tuesday, September 24th, so we got, this is probably close to the last one for today, and time is that they have going on until today is 7 o'clock. Also, the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is having a business meeting, and that's going to be held tonight at the American Legion Post 13 Hall right here in Richland Center. Comradeship begins at 6:15 with the business meeting to follow starting at 7. All VFW members are encouraged to attend. There will also be a potluck.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, starting at 11:30.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and the bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them tomorrow from 1:30 until 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers, watermelon, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and much more. Remember, the market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers as well. These vouchers are good for fruits and vegetables only. For youth ages 4 to 17, check out the information table to receive two $1 food tokens. Also, listen for the bell, and when you hear it ring, you'll know the market is open and ready to begin. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to purchase what's at the market. At the Richland Area Farmers Market, tomorrow.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
100.9 WRCO. Your fans bought some maybe, so you won't.
summers. About a thousand memories I gotta forget. But if I'm gonna solve them, baby, I'll take all the help I can get. If you ain't gonna kiss me, then I'll take some whiskey, some grizzly, nicotine, and vitamins too. You want me to stop some of that, or you want me to stop loving you? Something in my hand.